Now, if you would, please, I'm afraid you're going to have to go to this screen right here, but put the scripture up on the screen, please. And what I'd like for you, for all of us to do, is to look at this scripture with eyes of our hearts enlightened. And I want you to reflect in that attitude upon Jesus' words in John chapter 10, verse 10, especially how his words apply to the life of the wonderful grace that God gives to each of us. Jesus said, "I came so that you may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus said, "I came so that you may have life and have it abundantly." How does that word, abundance, fit into your life of faith when it comes to embracing and understanding the magnitude of God's grace? When you hear words like this, do that bring and evoke a blessing within your heart? Or do you perhaps feel with whatever life situation that you may be dealing with that these words are nice to think about, they're nice to certainly talk about on Sunday morning, but maybe for whatever reason of life experience that you may be going through, you might not feel completely capable of receiving what Jesus is defining as abundant life. And maybe for whatever reason, you might feel like you don't deserve it. So you don't completely accept these words within your heart. And you know the short answer to all of that is yes. We all don't deserve the magnitude of God's grace for us. And that is because of our humanness, the sin that is within us. And with that, we could believe that we aren't good enough or capable to measure up to this abundant life that Jesus came to bring each of us. It is precisely in the areas of our life where we fall short, where we are challenged, that we need God's intervention with abundance. Because we live in a fallen world, and we are going to experience problems in this life, setbacks, limitations, hardships, barriers. But God's grace, through his gift of abundance, enables us to get through all of those challenges. And because of God's grace, even despite the challenges that we come up against in life, God, through Jesus Christ, makes us worthy of receiving the full measure of his love and forgiveness with abundance. And we receive this gift by the way we open our hearts of faith to Jesus through all situations of our life. God offers himself to us, regardless of who or what we may make ourselves out to be. And this is the amazing thing about God's grace. And because we receive this abundance from God, we become transformed to change and to grow and to reshape and to renew our lives more into the light of God's glory, more into the fullness of God's redeeming love, more into being Christ-like by carrying God's and living God's love out and sharing with others. Because of challenges that we face in life, we place God in the center of each of our challenges. And we allow God to lead us through them. And a great example of how to do this is outlined in our gospel reading this morning. And of course, it began as Jesus was teaching the large crowd by the lake, and there just happened to be some fishermen who pulled their boats ashore. They were gathering up their nets, feeling maybe a little frustrated for all the challenges that they were going through by having a very unproductive night of fishing. And Peter, of course, was one of them. So there are three parts to this story that I want us to take notice of. The first part is Peter stopped what he was doing and he listened to Jesus. He listened to God's word. So Jesus then got into the boat with Peter and they moved offshore just a few feet while Jesus could teach the crowd at a further distance because so many had gathered. What an amazing thing God's grace brings to us, that the great Almighty God of the universe can be profoundly personal with each of us. Jesus got into the boat with Peter. And like Peter, how often are we allowing Jesus to come alongside of us in each of our challenges? You know, if Peter didn't catch fish, he went away hungry. He had nothing to eat. How often are we taking the necessary time for our daily bread to listen to Jesus in prayer, reflected upon God's word? Not necessarily asking God to take away all of our problems, but to help us discover solutions to our problems. How often are you allowing Jesus to get into your boat of life, into the middle of your life challenges, to move out a little further beyond the confines of your comfort zone of faith? Because this is how we discover just how amazing God's grace truly is. And when Peter did this, Jesus, of course, asked Peter to drop down the net into the water. And Peter, of course, his initial reaction was like, "What are you talking about? What are you wanting and asking me to do now? There's no fish here. It's not working for me right now." And this is where our faith can get in the way and give us limitations, just like Peter in that moment. A weak faith, weak expectations. A strong faith, stronger expectations. We serve a great God. You know, it's not possible for us to work out our salvation in Jesus Christ because we're fallen creatures and our human weaknesses. It is not possible. But with God, all things are possible, right? So Peter steps out in faith in verse 5. This is the key to understanding how Peter went deeper in his faith. Peter said, "Lord, if you say so, I will." And this is the second part that we need to understand. If you say so, Lord, I will. And Peter stepped out in faith, And that was when the miracle happened. That was when all the fish filled his net as the net began to break. And Peter became transformed. He even fell on his knees. He submitted his heart and power, all he had within him, to the magnitude of God's grace in Jesus. Now, when was the last time you fell on your knees and surrendered yourself and submitted your life and your life situation to Jesus? This is really what God wants from us. This is all God wants from us. God wants our hearts. Because when God has our hearts, what? God has everything about us. Good, bad, and all that stuff in the middle. All of who we are over to Him. And this is how God uses us for His eternal purposes, for His glory. There is a purpose to each of our lives in this world. And Jesus said in verse 10, and this is the third part, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." You know, we don't realize the full abundance of God's grace until we can then share it with others. "If you say so, Lord, I will." And this is where the gospel message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection connects to our life story. So where have you been fishing lately? Where are you in your life of faith? Are you casting your net in the same old place, expecting something better? What's the definition of insanity? Have you tried moving out into deeper water? You know, beyond the confines of your comfort zone of faith. "If you say so, Lord, I will." Drop a net. Listen and respond in faith to the fish God is therefore placing into your net. Don't be afraid. Allow Jesus to transform your heart with the abundance of God's amazing grace. And we strengthen our life in God's grace when we're able to share it with others. And we have plenty of exciting opportunities to do just this here at St. Cuthbert, to go fishing.